the West Indies against Sri Lanka. Remember, the Sri Lankans made 253. It's the Friday edition of Dong to Brass Tacks. I just got a comment to make about, I try hard not to do it because, you know, sometimes people get a little antsy when you tell them things. To the creators of commercials, it is difficult to talk over vocals because the listener does not know whether to listen to the jingle in the background or to your voice. So it is better to voice commercials over instrumental beds that accent the message and not disrupt the message. We're dropping all our standards in broadcasting, all. And nobody is standing up for it. And the few of us who pighead enough to say anything are called old fogies who are out of step with the times, and we need to get with the program. I can't hear a message if you're talking over a vocal. Vic Fernandes, where are you? Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Hello? 434-1790. Or you can reach us via WhatsApp, 266-IVOB or brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. Let's talk. Hello?
Good afternoon, Dan Johnson.
This is he.
Yes. Well, the BRP supporters bashing the BRP like that because in 2008 election, why they left that to they didn't let that do?
Okay, sir.
Okay, enough of that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can look for creative projects. Produce ones from indigenous fruits, mint juices, etc.
We have that. We have wines in Barbados that are made from indigenous fruits.
Okay,
yeah?
But plant tamarind, dates, and cherries, golden apple, plums, etc. Manufacture and export.
Can't disagree.
Plant more trees to help the environment, activate rainfall, which puts oxygen in the atmosphere.
Stop radio larceny.
Yes, including
those people
that.
Will thieve.
So as jobs can be created and bring more ideas on board so as to earn self-sufficiency. The soil conservation can expand their experiment planting techniques through this island of ours.
I can't disagree with that. Sir, listen, and that's what we need to look at going forward. How do we make things that can bring money to us that people want? Quality and consistency. There is a guy who makes wines. There are companies that make wines, but some of them local market, more than export. But again, when we talk about merging or including the hospitality industry in our whole agricultural thrust or the things we do. If we start giving people who get married at hotels indigenous wines as a gift as opposed to imported champagne, to get them to learn to appreciate the taste, to take something that says Barbados back with them, to remember the experience, that's how we create a market. That's how we make them want things.
Okay.
You know, when I worked at Haywards, we used to have a Bajan tasting day, that's what we call it, where we would give people coconut bread and soursop. And I tell you, guests would look at a drink that says soursop and say, ooh, what's that name? Soursop, is it sour? No, I would tell them, it like me. It ugly, it got a bad name, but when you taste it, you just go, not bad. And they laugh
like,
and they taste it.
Like Bartley's concert.
Right. And they taste it. Some of them like it, some of them don't. But it is how you get them to appreciate that there's something else. Now, here's where the challenge came. When they said to you, where can I go and buy it to take it with me? I had to tell them, well, we don't sell it like that. And there is where we start falling apart.
We'll put things in place for it to do.
I agree.
You can make use of lots of wastelands available.
You know, you know what's interesting about that, sir? No less a person than the head of the Tongue Planning said at one point that there was enough land in Barbados that could be used for housing. That there was enough land in Barbados for housing without cutting up more land. He said so some time ago when they were talking about arable land and use in Barbados.
Okay.
You know, but we still continue to cut up. I don't know.
For but some you reason. Can't eat horses. So, okay, well, thanks.
It will.
Enjoy your day.
It will. Somebody sent me a nice message here saying, amen and amen. People don't realize that standards is not about being old or passé. It drives me crazy. I listened to it. I listened to the use of music sometimes that in no way reflects the message that's being sent. And the thing is, we have competent producers in Barbados who know how to marry and mix and blend music. Anthony Lohar, take a bow. Merville Lynch. I could go through a whole list of them. But there are people who are getting into the business who don't understand business. And the messages, then they don't understand why their product is not being sold. Brass Dax, good afternoon. For 434-1790, Brass Dax, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You said something just now about the salsa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking if person would even put some rum with it, boy.
Why are you encouraging people to drink?
No,
seriously. On a serious note, and I always use this again. One of the things lost from childhood, I suppose. When I was younger, you had to behave properly for a whole week to get sauce up ice cream on weekends. They used to put in the can and churn with, you know, blocks of ice, and yam used to hurt you because sauce up ice cream was a treat. You ain't used to go and get it any day and anywhere and any place. And when you're talking about putting a little rum in it, everything used to get put rum in, lime juice used to get put, everything used to have a little rum in it to season it. You grew up on that.
As the guy was saying that we should be doing those kind of juices and things, and the rum will preserve it too. And like, suppose we had it in tins, but coconut water, the rum will preserve it and it tastes really good. Or in bottles. We buy the Baileys that is milk with brandy or whiskey?
Ma'am, I don't know what it is. but it comes back to taste, advertising, and what we think is the trend.
It is really good. I think people will
buy it. So we go out, all of a sudden, and want Merlot or Merlot because we can't figure out what to call it. We never had it before. We don't know what it is, but everybody having it. So if you don't order Merlot, or Merlot, if you can't call it properly, you're not in. You ain't going to ask for sauce or punch. It don't sound good.
I'm thinking it will sound good enough. I'm thinking that even like down the islands, people grow a lot of sauce and thing. That is such a good thing. You mix it with something and that can keep it and taste good. I mean, we have so much potential. But I think the younger people, they have some ideas. We have a lot of mixologists and so on.
Yeah.
Not only for the tourism sector and winning prizes, but make some drinks and things that we can produce.
Ma'am, and they do it, you know. They mix all sorts of things and they mix exotic drinks. They call it by fancy names. They win, but it comes back to, can you produce it in bulk? So that when people say, so where can I go and buy a gallon bottle of X? You can tell them, well, go down the road by X and Y supermarket and you'll get it. If we can't do that, then we run into problems.
But they need to be entrepreneurial and take chances. I know a guy that he had a pretty good job in the bank and people would think that, okay, I'm secure. And his wife was running her little store, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he left that job and
I went to support his wife.
Management with his wife and they're doing really good.
I wonder if it's the same person I know, because I know somebody who did that too. And I am very proud of what they do, because yes. I know both of them from a long while ago.
So therefore, the guys, they don't have to always work at a hotel or work at somebody great house or whatever. Take a chance and make these drinks and get them moving. Something, though, that you just said, you said about the persons that, what the guy was asking about, something about the drinks, something that he said about the drinks, production of the cherries and things like that. Mm-hmm. All those things are little. I don't think we should just think that Pioneer Dairy is enough. They got so many different drinks on the market from some different places that we should be able to, the fellas out there and young women out there should be able to get those things on stream. They help, the government is saying all that they're going to help the small business.
Mm-hmm.
And I want entrepreneurs who really want to be entrepreneurs to think that they can start and don't think small all the time. Think that they can progress into a big business, not just small business.
Ma'am, let me tell you what one of the challenges is. One challenge is, yeah? Somebody just sent me this message, and I'm going to read it to you. Dennis, I could not agree with you more. I approached a few hotels with a proposal for incorporating natural soaps and shampoos using mostly indigenous Barbadian products and incorporating those products as part of their marketing strategy, and was met with scorn from some. Why I want to read that to you is because of this. I remember trying to explain to the management of a hotel that I worked at about the question of what you put in guest rooms. And they said to me, we've run hotels for years, we have hotels all over the world. And I said to them, but yes, but the congressman that goes to your hotel in Washington is there for a night on business. Okay? So the lady with him uses a little bottle of shampoo, a little bottle of bath soap, and you know, a little bubble bath, and that's it. They're gone. So the next day you replace the little bottle. We are paying for a little plastic bottle in Barbados. But the person who's here is here for 2 weeks. She's washing her hair 4 times a day because she's in and out of the pool and in and out of the beach. So that little bottle is inadequate. She wants a large bottle. And what we're paying for is the plastic bottle. We have expenses that wrong. The little soap is not lasting 2 days. You need a bigger bar soap. They did not get the point because they run hotels all over the world. And that's what they do. That's how they brand it. So they bring these things to the Caribbean. They put it on you. And then you end up paying for it. And then they say your destination is expensive because they don't want to change their brand.
Oh, the brand.
Yeah. You see, because it says on it, XY soap.
Okay.
Wherever you are. Ma'am, you ever went to a hotel and see a soap that you put in your hand, you're trying to figure out what you're supposed to do with it?
Yeah, of course.
Because it ain't the size soap you're custom bathing with. And by the time you tried to bathe with it, it break it off. Mm-hmm. And you ask yourself, what's this for?
What some of them do is give you a lot.
but even so, I mean, there are times that I've gone to hotels and I look at the soap and you could almost see right through it.
So
it's small and thin, and it don't make sense.
Walk onto a tree and bathe with me.
Exactly. No. If you live in the United States, and if your company is based in the United States, and if you get 5 or 15 or 25 thousand of those soaps because of the size of your hotel, it's a cost that you share. But when you come to Barbados and you have a 20-room hotel or a 100-room hotel, the cost is going to be greater because it's spread over less. Las Vegas, the MGM Grand in Las Vegas has 5,000 rooms. So they are buying 5,000 soap. You could be sure they're buying about 5 million.
But then again, the person who's supplying them living off that too.
Of course. So, and that's why we have to look at our costs and how it works for us, and be able to tell the brands when they come here, you have to make adjustments to the fact that this is how
we people gotta live.
We live. Exactly. We have to be a part of it. We have to be a part of it. Whether it's the towels you use, whether it's the soap you use, have them have a Bajan experience that says you use a Bajan soap, you use a Bajan shampoo, you have a Bajan drink, you take home a Bajan delicacy or whatever as part of your Bajan experience. And sell it. Be proud of what we do.
That we got to come in a deal where they make any deal because
that's where it has to start.
They're thinking that we are beggars, can't be choosers. We want them to come and therefore.
And we give them everything and don't ask for anything? Man, yeah, that can't be true.
It seems so. One thing before I go, what you said about advertising?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I saw in the papers more than once this ad. Something like some party, I think last year, like crop over and thing. The venue, this thing, the next thing, it didn't have the date, not the price.
Ma'am, I want to tell you what's even worse. Okay? And I had this conversation with a colleague of mine. I said, when you run an ad for 60 seconds on radio for a fete, and when the ad is finished, the lights on my phone go on and I hear, where that fete is, who playing tonight, how much you get in, your ad ain't working. Change it. And the person got vexed with me.
One more that made me chuckle. Not laughing at people, just to see sometimes we are so anxious to do things. I too. That you got to sit down and really study what you're doing, you know? this ad on GIS. A guy told me that this ad was on, I think, either early in the year or late last year, December. Three beautiful girls advertising GIS and what they're doing. The guy said all browning and his eyes so much on the girls, he ain't hear half of what they say.
I like it when I get to laugh, you know.
That is his fault, though, you know.
Well, you see, the thing is this, right? Sometimes it's the message you get, not the message that was sent.
We'll break up to me, so I laugh tonight. It's like, oh, there's Remy. Three pretty brownies.
Yeah.
You know what they're saying, because his eyes are on them.
That's good. He has good eyes. That's all I can tell you.
not three, four.
Four. Oh, you see, now you miss one. Now, if you were merely with a spot, the fourth one. Have a good afternoon, ma'am. Look, anyway, Brass Stacks, good afternoon. Hello, 4341790. Good afternoon. Okay. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. Oh, okay. We're going to the news shortly, so let me see. Creativity for some is looked on as unmarketable by a select few, but let a business person who knows how to make technical talk marketable, but you do not have the actual entrepreneurial experience, and they go unclear. Well, sometimes you have to employ the talkers, apparently, to get the message across. Someone talked about a mall that said, Bajan only. Look, when you talk about revitalizing Bridgetown, and it's one of the things that the Chamber of Commerce has talked about from time to time. Someone said to me the other day, I was standing in front of Cave Shepherd waiting on somebody, and a friend of mine from school days walked up to me and said, look at you, you can't even lime properly anymore. And I said, I'm not liming, I'm waiting on somebody to pick me up. I said, that's what liming is, you forget. And we laughed. But as he walked away, I thought about it for a while, and I realized, you know what? Sometimes we talk about liming as being, you know, a non-productive thing. But you know, liming in tongue used to cost you a spend in tongue. And all children now lime at malls. And they spend at malls. So do people still lime? Well, on Broad Street, let me see, because there's lime on other streets where they have gambling and other sorts of activities. But, you know, liming used to cause people to spend money. Yeah, I just say it, right? It's one of them things. But sometimes I have these conversations with people that get me into trouble. I remember telling somebody once that I used to go to fets to drink, smoke, and pick up women. And they said to me, so you used to go to dance? I said, I used to dance to pick up women. And the conversation went downhill after that. But, you know, sometimes you're honest and you get nailed for your honesty. We have the lunchtime edition of The Latest coming up, and more of your calls as we head to 1 o'clock. West Indies were 65 for 1 at lunch. We'll see what happens when they continue. This is the Friday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Right, now we're back on delay and back on track. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Hello?
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi.
Not the elections are settled down. We have a majority in the House of Assembly, Dennis.
The election settled down? Okay. The election finished. I know they settled.
You know it was.
Oh, do I know? Boy, I sit down here having a conversation on WhatsApp that breaking my back. Go ahead.
Are now we going to get some changes since we have a majority in the House to a lot of things that seem to be so unfair, especially when it comes to broadcasting? Because, you know, the playing field isn't level. Maybe you put your station against the one over there in the Pine, and a lot of the goings-on that take place at the CBC that need to be addressed, that haven't been addressed. This is well past a decade. And I think specifically issue of programming. That is something that has been a contentious issue for years. I know that there are a lot of people who are going to talk about local programming and its educational content. But when one looks at what Channel 8 serves up as daily fare, Dennis, we tend to think that the majority Afro-Barbadian population has been marginalized or has been replaced by the Asiatic component, because we see a lot of Asian programming taking over. And is this a subtle way of trying to, what should I say, teach our young minds to gravitate towards that side and neglect our African heritage? That's something that I want Mr. Nasser, I know he listens to you a lot, to come and really give us a backdrop in all of this, because in your bit of advertising, you know, as long as you keep repeating something over and over and over, it becomes the norm. It's something that needs to be watched.
So the conversation I was having online, and I, you know, it, I wonder who I was having it with when you made that comment, because the person who was online said to me, started off by saying, why do journalists and talk show hosts seem neutered? Why is social media not being used as the gauge by which the fourth estate asks our leaders the questions the Barbadian public really wants to know? There seems to be no attempt at real investigative journalism in Barbados. I said to the person, I have never known there to be any investigative journalism in Barbados. And they came back to me. I said to them, look, talk shows have brought up issues. We've discussed issues. But to me, investigative journalism is a specialized thing. And people, you know, are assigned to a particular story. They go through all it. You know, they bring people, make sure they ask the questions and their consequences. That's what investigative mean. And they go over it over a period of time and they're paid to do it. And, you know, they went on to talk about the issues in social media and, you know, that I was, that I should convince, or at least I should urge my peers to go that way. And I said the media is not structured or managed to do that. You know, anyway, the reason why I'm saying that is this, sir. We do not have a private sector that understands or are convinced that they need to put money behind the production of local fare, whatever that fare happens to be. We have a budding, you know, they're fledgling, they're still learning film industry. Some of them have won awards for their work. We have agencies in Barbados, and indeed there was even an African channel that they ran on, you know, on the television for a while. So you have to access programming, one. You have to pay for it. That's where advertising comes in. That's where support, either public or private, comes into play. We don't value our work. We had Beijing Bus Stop. We had other comedy shows, Laugh It Off every year, produced. If there was financial support for the production and the showing of local drama, NIFCA, the other things, if there was a public appreciation of it, the advertising would follow it. Unfortunately, our media, radio, is set up to play music, shout out people, and give ratings. That's the truth. I can get hit for saying so, but that's the truth. We prefer in Barbados to look at foreign-produced programs than local-produced programs. That's why you have Digicel Play and Flow TV and people fighting for Netflix and XYZ. In the United States, people pay for cable. We want it free to air, and the private sector not paying for it. So what's going to support CBC? That's why they're $120-something million dollars or whatever it is in debt, and whatever they get for free, they will play and ask the advertisers to pay for that. So until we begin to appreciate what we do, until our taste buds are for who we are and what we are, CBC used to have a tagline that was the best tagline they ever had. Reflecting the pride. That's what I used to say, CBC reflecting the pride. It's the best tagline for a radio station. They dropped it. Yes, we dropped it because we had no pride to reflect. You get my drift? No. The media has changed. Social media, like the person just mentioned, the smartphone have taken over. Right? Cable TV rules the roost. CBC was set up to use their cable channels to pay for their local component. That fell apart. I don't know why. I wasn't there. So I don't know whether it's management. I don't know whether it's whether it's changed priorities. I have no idea. You had people who could script, write, and produce local programming. Olutoya Walren. There was a former general manager. Used to call him 008 Tate. Right? There were people who produced local programming. And it was played on television. And then people wanted to buy CDs with the programs and sell programs and whatever became of that. It was sources of revenue for the corporation. If we're going to change the way we do business, we need to change the way we do business. We need to decide whether GIS, CBC, the National Cultural Foundation, becomes one entity and work hand in hand to do various things, and the radio stations or whatever that need to be jettisoned out to the small producers, the individual producers. We got 1,000,001 young producers in Barbados. We got one writing in the newspaper today about his work. Right? We got Coppin, we got all these guys. If you're going to lease a radio station to some young producers, four of them, and say, look, you produce content for these radio stations, all local content, we're going to vet it to make sure you don't infringe the license, that you don't have smut, whatever, but you put your music there, whether it's gospel, funk, rap, spooge, whatever, but you pay us a license to use our channels. We do that. But we got to get creative about how we do it. We cannot sit down and try to run in the 21st century the way we ran back in 1966. We get dead.
But you can't mention sports, Dennis, because sports has continually shown that it's on the back burner.
I know that,
Nobody at the top of Barbados really cares. I mean, the case in point is I'm currently watching the nil-nil between Iran and Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
And our television station that has supposedly garnered sponsorship,
mm-hmm,
has insulted the Beijing the public, as far as I'm concerned, the sponsors, by tape delaying a particular
Exactly.
I mean, it is crazy. Why do I have to watch somewhere else to see a game, and your own channel that sponsors supposedly paid thousands of dollars,
mm-hmm,
you can't see these things. And this has gone so far back. I remember back in the days when it was done to accommodate the now discontinued Days of Our Lives. The West Indies cricket is being played now, and even that is not being shown live on the said channel. I can understand.
Because of something called rights. These days, everything is rights.
So, I mean, these are things that nearly have to be questioned. I think going forward, no, that the incumbent administration has such an overwhelming majority. They really have to look at the broadcasting legislation and see what they can do to really enable the young producers you talked about, because you know that some fantastic work has been done
of course.
By a lot of the people here.
And the problem is when we talk about local producers, we keep only talking about soca, and they produce all kinds of things: gospel, funk, rap, R&B, you name it, R&B, all sorts of things. Every kind. Well, you see, and again, it is a question of taste. And it comes back. And so here's the other thing. If you look at some of the work coming out of Africa, because you mentioned Africa, since everybody knows YouTube, go on YouTube and look at some of the work coming out of Africa. They're doing soca, you know. I don't care what they call it, it's soca. And the girls dancing the same way. And all of we look alike. I don't care where you come from. There are certain movements that seem to be intrinsic. They may find its way to Buckingham Palace soon, but anyhow.
I know that you mentioned YouTube. Do you know that there's a greater foreign right now on YouTube behind our
of
own
course. All music,
Lord
yeah.
Mark, our yeah. own Lord Mark, yeah. than Bajans and Barbados seem to know of him? A bred and born Bajan brother?
Sir, listen.
Can you understand
because
that?
Of, and again, that is the reach of what I called, that's what I call the extent of how media has changed. Because YouTube has made available to artists music out of the 70s, 60s, and even before that in Barbados that you can't find in Barbados. Radio stations don't have some of them. The artists themselves who performed on it don't have some of them. But it's there on YouTube, and you can find it. They got people setting up online radio stations and bypassing this entire thing about a broadcast authority and license and all that. And they're putting their product out there. So unless you find a way to incorporate what you do and bring it into today's media, you're in trouble. The Jamaican artists said that when, you know, they used to get gigs in Africa, these days the Africans tell them, "Ma, we are we own Rasta men down here. Speak a Jamaican just like you. We not need you." And there's some more Jamaican than Jamaicans. There's a picture that my sister sent me out of China with Chinese playing carnival, jumping behind a music truck with flag women. And what was interesting about the video is the flag woman had a flag that was half Bajan, half Trinidadian. And she was neither whining nor waking up. I was just looking in and dying with laughter. But, so when you talk about reverse cultural penetration.
But these are serious things we got to look at. Though,
of course, because, sir. Of
I
course.
Mean, you
of
mentioned Bajan bus stop and that kind of stuff. But remember the old programs, the Cosby Show and those kind of things.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
In the States.
So, and I personally prefer English comedy like Yes, Minister. That taught me more, you know, and Whoops, Baghdad and Up, Pompey. I appreciate that more than American humor. I find American humor just flat. That's the truth. But, you know,
correct.
It's just a matter of taste. So, look, we have to seriously have a look at our culture, our cultural industries, and how we work it. And I hope Minister King... listen.
We're gonna have to put him on the spot because he has the majority now to change the legislation and get everything that we need.
If I was in a position, I would have him on the spot already because I would have him in a chair and answering a question or two. Anyhow, we shall see, sir. So
really
thank you.
Those questions on here.
I agree, and we will. The conversation has to continue because there are things that we need to change, and. If you have what Peter calls political capital, you need to use your political capital before it becomes a political liability. Because one thing I know for sure, as was said earlier by one of the callers and endorsed by Mrs. Bungie Gall and Fayanne Lyons, they hail you and they nail you. Thank you for your calls and contribution. Thank you, Grim Vaughan.